بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we are looking at the internal aspects pertaining to the zakah. He says here, the first thing is أن التلفظ بكلمتي الشهادة التزام للتوحيد. When a person utters the words of the shahada, then it means that a person has committed himself or herself to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we ascribe to the shahada of Islam, we are acknowledging the fact that there is no one that is worthy of worship except Allah. No one is deserving of being worshipped except our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَشَهَادَتِي بِإِفْرَادِ الْمَعْبُودِ وَشَرْتُ تَمَامِ الْوَفَى بِهِ أَنْ لَا يَبْقَى لِلْمُوَحِّدِ مَحْبُوبٌ سِوَى الْوَاحِدِ الْفَرْضِ. So if we single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one that is worthy of worship, then it means that we must show complete loyalty. Those who ascribe to the Tawheed, they will show complete loyalty, that there is no true love that one can show to anyone in the true sense except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the beloved, and so the love that we show to Allah ta'ala is unconditional. It's not attached to any conditions, there's no strings attached. We love Allah ta'ala unconditionally. And in fact, any other kind of love that we have, it is only because of the love of Allah that we have that love. Right? And the other types of love can never take preference to the love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْمَحَبَّةَ لَا تَقْبَلُ الشَّرِكَةَ. Right? And it says that love, it cannot be shared. The love that we have with Allah cannot be shared in the true sense with anyone else. Right? Allah ta'ala is the ultimate love that we have in our hearts. نعم. والتوحيد باللسان قليل الجدوى وإنما يمتحن به درجة المحب بمفارقة المحبوب. Said, and to just say with your tongue that you believe in Allah, that is not enough. There will come a test in your life, or tests in your life, that Allah Ta'ala is wanting to see what is the level of love that you have for Allah Ta'ala? What is the level of commitment that you have for this love that you have for Allah? What kind of test? That we will be tested in such a way that we have to make choices sometimes. And that choice is sometimes hard, difficult. It's not easy choices. But in such a case, we will be able to prove ourselves that our love for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, sometimes it will actually dictate that we must get rid of other types of love that we have. We have to sacrifice other things. Sometimes we want something in this life, or there is something that came up in our family matters, and maybe we think that it's a good idea, or we want to pursue it. But at the same time, we know it is not something that Islam wants. Not something that Allah wants in others. So what am I going to do now? Am I going to pursue what I want to pursue? Or am I going to give that up because of the love that I have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is what it is. We have to give up certain things in order to please Allah. Allah ta'ala wants us to stay away from certain things, no matter how much we want it, no matter how much we like it, no matter how much we think it is good, no matter how much we think it will benefit us. If we know clearly that it is something that Allah ta'ala does not love, then we will sacrifice. We will have to sacrifice. Otherwise, if we don't do that, then the love that you have for Allah Ta'ala does not really count for much. It's just words that you are saying. This all fits in with zakah. What does this got to do with zakah? Well, zakah has got to do with wealth. And Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. This wealth, mankind is very much in love with this wealth. Very much attached to this wealth. And it is difficult to give up. It is difficult just to, you know, ignore. But when it comes to zakah, we have to get rid of that attachment that we have to our wealth. Even though we love it so much, We have to get rid of that. We have to put that secondary, because the love of Allah Ta'ala comes first. So I have to stand off from some of my wealth sometimes in the path of Allah Ta'ala, when I pay my zakah, when I pay my sadaqah, when I pay my nafaqah, and I pay all the dues that is my responsibility. I do that with a clear conscience, and I do that with a pure mind and a pure heart, because I know that those sacrifices that I'm making, it is for the sake of Allah. It's for the sake of gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one of the first things we must remember, that when we give off our wealth in the form of zakah, in the form of sadaqah, we are actually proving our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, وَالصَّدَقَةُ burhan. Sadaqa is burhan, means it's evidence. Evidence of what? What is sadaqa evidence of? It is evidence of your iman in Allah. Evidence of your love for Allah. Evidence of the fact that no matter how much you are attached to this wealth, and how much you... Because the problem is, people think sometimes you work hard for it. It's mine. As you sacrifice, it was blood and sweat and tears that I had to get this wealth where I am today. But then when you sit still and you think, but that wealth that you have, is it really your blood and sweat and tears? Is it really that? Or is it really Allah that gave it to you? If Allah Ta'ala did not give you the ability to think, right, to comprehend, to walk, to breathe, to see, to hear, would you be able to get that wealth? You would not be able to. It's actually Allah's wealth. And so when we have to give zakah, we have to think of it in that term. Don't think of it as having to stand for something that you sacrificed for. No. You are just giving back to Allah what is due to Allah. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of everything. Right. So it proves your love. In the ayah in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah Ta'ala has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth. Of course, this is in the context of jihad. We have to give up our lives sometimes for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we also give up our wealth, whether in jihad or whether in other circumstances. We have to give up our wealth and sacrifice our wealth sometimes. Here Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى As if there is a deal between us and Allah. Allah is purchasing that from you. And what is Allah going to give you in return? بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah will promise them that they will get the Jannah. Stand off from your wealth, stand off from your life in the form of jihad. The ultimate reward for that is Jannah, which is the gardens which Allah Ta'ala had prepared for those who believe. Now, it says people in this regard is categorized in three categories when it comes to the payment of zakah, and in terms of their belief structure, belief system, and their attachment to the wealth. There's three categories of people. قَوْمٌ صَدَّقُوا التَّوْحِيدُ وَوَفَّوْا بِعَهْدِهِمْ نَزَلُوا عَنْ جَمِيعِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ The first category is the highest of categories. Is people that has firmly, truly believed in this tawheed, in the oneness of Allah, which obviously means if you have complete tawheed, that there's no one really that has true love in your heart for anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other things are all secondary. So they have fulfilled their agreement with Allah ta'ala, and they are prepared to stand down from all their wealth if they have to. This is the highest category of people. They are prepared to stand down and to sacrifice everything if they have to. That wouldn't be a difficult decision for them. And we know in the history this example of this. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he used to observe what Sayyidina Abu Bakr used to do radiallahu anhu. And he used to see that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, for some reason, is always on the forefront for everything. When it comes to salah and ibadah and these kinds of activities, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was always ahead of everyone else. When it came to bravery and courage, he was always on the forefront. When it came to all aspects of Islam, it seems that then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was always winning. He was always in front. And that is why he is the most beloved to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of all the Sahaba. Right. So one day Umar ibn al-Khattab said, today I will be able to show that there is something that I can do that is better than Abu Bakr. So So what did he do? It was a battle that was being prepared for, and Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab came and he said to the Prophet ﷺ, this is my wealth, half of my wealth I'm sacrificing for the battle, because I want, you know, to for the people going in this battle to have whatever they need. Half of my wealth I'm standing off for the sake of Allah. And he thought of himself that he had done well, and it was going to be very difficult for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to match up with that. Only to be told that this is very good that you have done, and Allah will accept your sadaqah. Except that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had already preceded you with it. And not only did he stand off with half of his wealth, he actually gave everything that he had. Yeah, he gave everything, not half. And when the Prophet ﷺ asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr, so if you're giving everything, what are you leaving for your family? What are you? Of course, they must survive, they must live, and so on. And his answer to the Prophet was, أَبْقَيْتُ لَهُمُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, I left for them Allah and His Rasul. That is enough. If they have Allah and His Rasul, He is the one that will take care of him. Of course, not everybody has got this level of Iman, this level of Tawheed, to stand off from all their wealth and give everything in the path of Allah, except those who are extremely close to Allah. The awliya, the salihin, the anbiya. The anbiya had that ability also to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So that's the highest category. The second category is darajatuhum duna darajati hala, but lower than the first one. وَهُمُ الْمُمْسِكُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ الْمُرَاقِبُونَ لِمَوَاقِيتِ الْحَاجَاتِ وَمَوَاسِ الْخَيْرَاتِ فَيَكُونُ قَصْدُهُمْ فِي الْإِدْخَارَ بِالْفِقَاءِ الْإِنْفَاقِ عَلَى قَدْرِ الْحَاجَةِ دُونَ التَّنَعُمِ. So this group, they've got wealth, they don't stand off from everything, they keep their wealth, but when the need arises for them to give, they give. They give in the path of Allah, they spend, etc. And they don't live extremely luxurious lives, they try to live simple lives, so that at least they can help those around them. And they don't restrict themselves only to the minimum, they give more than what is required. So they give their zakah, they give some sadaqah, they help the poor, they help the masjid. So this is the middle category. Of course, they are also very highly regarded in the sight of Allah Ta'ala because they are sacrificing. But they are not like the first group. They are not like the first group that give off everything. Okay. Then we have the last category, and that is the category which only restrict themselves to the payment of that which is necessary. So they've got wealth, so what they do is, the only sacrifice that they make is they pay their zakat. They pay 2.5%. They don't pay anything beyond 2.5%. Of course, this is slightly problematic, because when you show your devotion to Allah Ta'ala, when you show your love to Allah Ta'ala, are you going to do just that which is required? Or are you going to show a little bit extra? Right? It's like the eager employee. If the employee is wanting to show to his employer, to his boss, that he is very grateful for the job that he has received and for the opportunity, right? And he's very grateful to at least be part of that particular company, etc. So if he wants to show his gratitude to his boss, is he going to do the absolute minimum? So the boss says, okay, you work from 8 till 5, and this is what you need to do. So is he going to do absolutely only that, or is he going to do a little bit extra to at least show his gratitude? Right? Don't mind to stay over a little bit later. Doesn't mind you come in a little bit earlier. Doesn't mind to do some extra chores within the company to show to his boss his gratefulness. Right? He's not going to do only the minimum. He's going to do a little bit more. So likewise, if a person wants to show his or her commitment to Allah and the Tawheed of Allah, he's not going to pay only the 2.5%. He's going to pay a little bit more. So this last category is a little bit of a problem. Although zakah, if it's paid, alhamdulillah, at least that is paid, but one must try to aim higher than that. We don't only pay the minimal, and that's why there's many scholars that actually say that our duty is not restricted to zakah. Zakah is minimal. But sometimes in the community, there's a need to help the destitute, to help the masajid, to help the madaris, to help the poor, to help the needy. So as far as you can help, you must help, even if it goes beyond the limit of what zakah is actually about. One should show one's love, and Allah speaks about this in the Quran. وآت المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل. They give their wealth for the love of Allah, Of course, they have so much love in Allah. They give their wealth to their family members, to the poor, to the needy, to those who are wayfarers, who are in need of assistance. Wherever they can help, they help. This is obviously the sentiments of a believer. So this is the first thing that we have to understand in terms of zakah. The next thing we will speak about is the issue of the benefits of the zakah. What does it benefit us with in terms of our own attitudes or our own characteristics? What does it help us with? It must surely be a benefit for us, the one who's paying the zakah, right? So what benefit do you derive from that? And we'll also then speak after that about the issue that you sometimes sit with. Should I give in public? Should I give it privately? Should people know about it? Should they not know about it? Right? Some people do it only so that people can see. So is that a problem? How does that affect your payment of sadaqah? Right? And what is the better option out of the two? We'll speak about that, inshallah, in the coming days. Allah gives us the will to do that, inshallah. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.